Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the latest news on Sunday the 12th of November 2023. News.
Now with
the Nouvelle.
Nachricht.
Omniglot News. This week we have new language pages about Waorani, a language isolate spoken mainly in eastern Ecuador and also in Peru, Lauvo, a Burmish language spoken mainly in northern Myanmar and also in the southwest of China, Lashi, a Burmish language spoken in southwestern China and northeastern Myanmar, and Rawang, a Nungish language spoken mainly in northern Myanmar and also in southwestern China and northeastern India. There's a new constructed script called Silabario Amazonico, a syllabic script for the indigenous Amazonian and Andean languages created by Juan Casco from Ecuador. There are new numbers pages in Curisusu, Tucangmesi, and Tiacha, which are all syllabic languages spoken in southeast Sulawesi province in Indonesia, and in Kurtup, an East Bodish language spoken in the Lunsa district in the northeast of Bhutan. On the Omniglot blog, we explore the question of what is writing, and there's a post entitled Tarragon Dragons, in which we find out what links the word Tarragon with dragons. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Kuzu zangpo tang chimbale so zishua. Choja gangpo ki nyanpa sarkan tam kepa namisame lekpuin. Di tam kepa naparan de pechanangi dukteme.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in Bhutan. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Sir Maori, a Western Pahari language spoken in Himachal Pradesh in northern India. In this week's Celtic Pathways podcast, we're holding on to some words about holding and related things in Celtic and other languages. And on the Celtiatier blog, there's a new post about facing opposition, and I made improvements to the posts entitled Happy and Fortunate and Animals. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.